rejected American calls to rethink a planned ground invasion of Rafah, saying Israel's prepared to continue alone if necessary. A woman who murdered her husband of 27 years has been told she'll spend 17 years behind bars. 69-year-old Christine Rawl stabbed Ian at their home in Devon as he mucked out horses. The judge said while he was not perfect, he was in no way the serial domestic abuser she portrayed him to be. Police have released footage shown as evidence in the trial.
Why am I going to do it all? Why am I going to do the horses? You're too lazy to get anything to eat.
That's not very pleasant.
It's brutal, isn't it? Why am I going to do it? Why?
Stop shouting at me.
The FA has defended the New England shirt, and we understand it has no intention of withdrawing the kit. There's been a backlash after Nike changed the colour of the St. George's cross to blue and purple. They were told it was to recognise the 1966 World Cup winning squad. A funeral has been held for 15-year-old Mason Rist, who was one of two teenagers stabbed to death in Bristol in January. At the service, Mason's sister Chloe recalled the last time she spoke to her brother.
I'm so glad my last memory was a good one. And our last phone call, I told you I would see you soon and that I loved you. And everything I do in life now, I need to do for him and think, what would Mason want from me?
Donald Trump could be given a welcome windfall as he battles a string of legal cases. His social media company, Truth Social, is to go public. And in sport, Leicester are to take urgent legal proceedings against the Premier League and the English Football League. It's after they were referred to an independent commission for breaching profit and sustainability rules. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
Thanks, Anna.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Tonight will be breezy. It'll be largely dry with patchy clouds and lengthy clear spells. Now, Saturday will turn windy with gusts of up to possibly 18 miles per hour. It'll be dry with sunny spells in the morning, but cloud will build up by the afternoon. Scattered showers will develop, some being heavy, with a risk of thunder and howl in places, with highs of 9.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Welcome back to the last hour of Friday's Drive. Now, we will be having Steve Linton in the studio soon. He's obviously running a little bit late, but he will be with us soon. But we have got brilliant music to get you to the weekend. Let's kick off with an 80s classic, Dexys Midnight Runners, and Come On Eileen.
says, come on, London.
Friday here on Phoenix FM, drive with me, Joe Bailey, in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. Now, it is Friday, so we will be playing some brilliant tunes to get you in the mood for the weekend, as we always do on Friday. But just want to let you know what's coming up tonight before we keep on with the music. We have got the fabulous Daniel Gregory here at 6 p.m. We're uplifting music from all across the ages, genres and international borders. He knows what music to play. Oh, I absolutely love that show. And then 8 p.m. Resurrection Show, Paul Golder, indie, alternative, local acts as well. Occasional live sessions he has and interviews and stuff like that. It's a really, really good listen. If you love indie and alternative music, you're going to love that show. And Golden Ears from Andy Gilson. Yes, tracks from the 60s and 70s. He's a thesaurus on everything to do with the 60s and 70s music. Seriously, you can ask him anything, he will let you know. Anything else he's rubbish at, but as Andy would tell you, yeah, he is brilliant. So again, if you love 60s and 70s, you'll absolutely love that track. And there's so much coming up at the weekend for you as well. Feel My Little Well, just like Feeling does. Steve is on his way. We will have a quick catch up with him soon about everything Brentwood Town Football Club.
I had a dream, we went away, left this city for a day. You took me southwards on a plane and showed me Spain or somewhere. But in reality, you're not so keen to show me anything, and I thought you liked me. Some love, you ain't so tough. Come fill my little world right up, right up. Someday you're going to realize. To fill my little world right up, right up, right up. So what are you gonna do with all this stuff piling up, filling up and taking up? You misunderstand me. All I wanted was some evidence that you really like me. Hey, show some love. You ain't so tough.
So
We've got loads to cram in still. Justin and Carol, don't worry, I will fit in your brilliant suggestions. So thank you very much for those. Those will be coming up in the next 45 minutes or so. Now, we've also got the Shake It Off session. I'll let you know what that one is in a second. Shake, 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 shake it off, shake it off. Taylor today equals Pink, Get the Party Started. Yes, that is coming on. I told you, we've got all the Friday tunes coming up, didn't I? Also, I didn't let you know what day it is today. It is actually Gryffindor Pride Day. Yes, you heard me right. I'm not speaking Welsh. If you're a Harry Potter fan, you'll probably be fully aware that today is Gryffindor Pride Day. What a brilliant name. It's a day to sit back, really, and watch the full collection of the Potter series. Do a Potterthon, I think they call it. Or, of course, you can read the full works, but that will take you more than a day, I think, to be fair, to get through all of that. Now, I haven't got anything Harry Potter, but I have got Harry Styles. Person, yes, Ollie Alexander. It's my first play of it here, actually. It's Dizzy. It's going to be our UK Eurovision entry. That's coming up just after the break.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
There's a place where we break the line. Make it a circle redefined. Beautiful garden. Eternal flowers, you know the way, so take me there. Won't you make me dizzy from your kisses? Will you take my hand and spin me round and round until the moment never ends? Make me dizzy from your kisses. Will you take
liking that one. Do you think that's going to win the Eurovision? I think we'll probably end up playing that quite a lot leading up to Eurovision in May. Normally around May the 12th, isn't it? Anyway, right, we have some brilliant tracks coming up. Carol, yours is coming up after the travel in about 5 or 6 minutes' time. We are going back to the 70s with yours, and it is an absolute brilliant one. Thanks so much for that. And Justin as well, yes, you got yours coming up very, very soon. But first, Killers, Smile Like You Mean It. Then I'm going to take a quick look, see what's going on the travel, and then we'll keep the music going for you. While you're young, The Killers. Smile like you mean it, and yes, don't worry, I've just had another message from Justin. So are you going to play mine? Yes, I'm going to play yours in a minute, Justin, don't worry. It's a brilliant one. Thanks so much for your suggestion. That's all coming up in a second, but first let's have a listen and find out what's going on the roads.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, delays on the M25 anti-clockwise before the Dartford tunnels. Congestion is back to before Junction 2 on the A12. Travel time there's around 25 minutes, but not too bad to be fair. Nothing unexpected for this time of the day on a Friday. Usual congestion also coming out of London. Now, the M25 anti-clockwise, the exit slip road around Junction 27, has now been reopened. All is working fine there, which is great news. A little bit closer to home now, Billericay slow-moving traffic on South End Road northbound between Noak Hill Road and her High Street. A127 London bound slow moving traffic between the Fair Glen interchange and the Neverden interchange due to lane closures. On Colchester, there's slow moving traffic there on Magdalen Street. That's westbound between Brook Street and the Mersey Road. On South End, slow moving traffic on Manners Way, southbound between A127 Cuckoo's Corner. Now, let's have a look at the rail because it was. It's all cleared up. Everything's fine now on the C2T. So, over to the tube. Minor delays on the central line, severe delays on the circle line, and severe delays also now on the Hammersmith and City line, all due to cancellations. Now, there's severe delays on the district line as well, but that's just westbound between Upminster and Tower Hill. If you're going out tonight, keep an eye on those timetables, won't you? Underground stations closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town, and finally, for this Friday, the 22nd of March, there are minor delays on the Victoria line, due to the earlier fire alert at Seven Sisters. That's it from the travel updates. Now, we have got your request. Now, Lady Gaga.
gotta pick it up like a car. I'ma hit it, I'ma leave that black sun to it until tomorrow, yeah.
Surely I can see that you got so much energy.
The way you're twirling up them hips round and round.
There's no reason at all why you can't leave here with me.
In the meantime, stay, let me watch you break it down.
What, he's made an entrance. Oh, Steve. Steve Linton is back. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
All good, thanks, yeah. I was thinking, oh, is Steve going to make it today? It's because I know you've got a big game coming up tonight, right?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I just, just was very, very busy today, work-wise. I was just running around. But made it here, all good,
yeah.
Already.
Yeah, and Sophia's along as well, eh? Sophie. Back again. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting more compliments the other week when we was on over Sophia and the thing she was saying. So I think I've taken second spot now.
There you go. Just you then next month, right, Sophia? Yeah. Yeah, listen, Steve, of Brentwood Town, you're back this month to catch up on all things Brentwood FC. Now, if you're listening in for the first time, Brentwood are in the Isthmian League. I always have trouble saying that. North Division. 20 teams, including other local teams you might know, Basildon, Grays of Letic, Bowes and Pitsy as well. You're sitting in fourth place. Now, Steve, for someone who's kind of listening in for the first time and they're kind of unsure how these leagues work, can you tell us like how many go up and how many are relegated?
Yeah, no, certainly can do, yeah. So the league consists of 20 teams in the league. Unfortunately, at an early stage, back in September-ish time, one of the teams, a good old-fashioned traditional club, East Thurrock, actually folded. So the actual league now has gone down to 19. So actually there's one team that then gets automatic relegation now. Normally there's two, but East Thurrock is taken as one of them. Then the places above that, they then go into a playoff with other teams from lower steps to see whether they can stay where they are or whether they're going to get relegated. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, the excitement's at the top. So it's just the top team. Whoever wins the league as champions is the only team that's guaranteed automatic promotion. And then the teams that finish second and fifth, they then go into a playoff, so kind of two semi-finals and a final, really, so to speak. But the difference is these are just one leg matches, so it's there's no home or away. It's just one leg. Winner takes all at the end.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Because when you get up to the Isthmian, I've got it right this time. I can't pronounce that. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's one of those things, right? I don't mind. I know one of the directors of the league as well. Anyway, once you get up to the Premier League, what is the difference between that? Is there much difference in money and stuff like that? Is it a really big price for you, Steve?
To be fair, it is. It's a big difference. It's just one step up, but it's the stature of the clubs. It's the expectations. the standard of your stadium needs to go up a notch as well to make sure it meets the standards. Your crowds are going to go up. It really is everything. It's not just on the pitch where you need to make a difference and build for it. It's your infrastructure off of it as well that you need to already put plans in place. So, yeah, it's quite a big jump, if I'm honest. Go back 2 years ago, Brentwood got into the final. Played Canvey Island in the final, lost on penalties.
Ooh.
And at that time, if I'm honest, any true Brentwood fan would turn around and say that maybe that might have been a step too much for us at that particular time. But over the last year or so, we've certainly started to build a bit more from the core within the club. And I would say definitely this year, we're sitting there in fourth place at the moment. Got a couple of games in hand over a couple of teams above us that I do truly believe that this year we're ready. We're ready for it for sure.
And we just need more people to come down, right, Soph?
Yeah.
As many people. You're going to the night's match as well, right?
Yeah, some of them.
What time's the kick-off tonight, do you know?
What time is the kick-off?
7:45.
About 7:45.
7:45. Yeah. It's going to be a good one, to be fair, isn't it? Yeah. So, but Steve, you've had... you had a big win the other day. Let's talk about that. It was 9-0, wasn't it? Was you expecting that?
No. Sure we wasn't. We were playing a team, a really good structured club from Suffolk, Stowe Market Town. We've had some really good games with them over the last few years, particularly actually coming back to 2 years ago. I'll talk about the playoff final we had. It was actually Stowe Market we was up against in the semi-final. And really have a good rapport with them. They're run really good. They're a great setup. They've struggled over the last year for different reasons off the pitch. And, they've been up against it this year, if I'm honest with you. Mm. And they're struggling to hold their status in that Isthmian Division North. So, yeah, I mean, on paper, we thought that it's a good opportunity for us to bounce back from a disappointing... and what I think actually was an undeserving defeat last Saturday. But we lost at the end of the day and you move on. So Tuesday was actually, in terms, quite a big game for us because we wanted to make sure we could turn things round.
Yeah.
And the players could get that bit of confidence back.
Because you had to cancel a couple of matches as well. And it is, you know, it takes like a long time to sort of get the team G'd up as well for a while. So it's about now. But you've got a match coming up tonight, haven't you? It's a big one.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we've got a big match. Funny enough, all of our games left at home are all actually Essex derbies. So the bit about the league we've got is the league stretches quite a wide geographical area. So we've got teams from Norfolk all the way down to eastern North London. But it just so happens, coincidentally, the teams that we've got left at home are all Essex-based clubs. And we kick off tonight. We're trying out a Friday night match to see whether we can attract... some more fans and bring them in through the gate. So tonight, 7:45 at home to Maldon and Tiptree, literally just outside the playoffs, but I'm quite sure they're still eyeing up a couple of wins and they could be in there within the mix. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good tonight. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I wish I could be there tonight, to be fair. But yeah, I think Friday night one's a really great shout, to be fair, for local teams. So yeah, and you've got a special offer tonight as well, isn't it?
We have. Yeah. So there was numerous different ways we wanted to brand it, but it's we wanted to brand it as a have a drink on us. So if you can turn up at the ground and gain entry by 7:15, any fee paying guests, you're going to be allocated a voucher, and then at any time before the game, during the game, after the game, choice is yours. You go up and exchange your voucher and you can get a drink, and it's anything from a cup of tea, coffee, up to having a beer or something like that, you know. So yeah, just to kind of encourage people and say, yeah, we appreciate it on Friday night. There's a lot of other alternatives out there and a lot of other options, and you've chose to make tonight's option coming and seeing us, and we want to say thank you for that.
Yeah, I love that one. And you've been doing the Easter egg charity collection as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we have, yeah. So that started at the beginning of March. Unfortunately, we did lose a couple of games to the weather, so that didn't help us, but things got brought back on track over the last week or so. So we've got a couple of charities that we chose. So it's the first one was Lennox Children's Cancer Fund, and Let's Get Out are the two charities, two fantastic charities. We're really, really pleased to have them on board, and we want to do whatever we can to make a difference for them and bring something back. So we've been asking local people in the local community, fans of Brentwood, lots of the players and the players' families. Honestly, they've been turning up with arms full of Easter eggs. And then what we do is we'll be then donating those Easter eggs and splitting them between our two chosen charities, just to give a bit back. So yeah, the kids can have a chocolate Easter egg on Brentwood Town Football Club. And thanks to everyone else who's donated. It's really made a difference,
and that's what local community is about, isn't it? Really, football, that's what it's all about, isn't it? The local community.
Yeah, it's great. I know Lennox have got in contact with us a couple of days ago and said that they wanted to come down to the match tonight, and I know they've got quite a few guests coming that we're gonna invite down and host. Some of them are families, and even possibly with a couple of the kids that are going through treatment and things like that. It's going to be an emotional night, but it's going to be a really, really good, satisfying night. And for me, hopefully at the end of the night, I can sit back with, hopefully, fingers crossed, 3 points, and think that it's been worthwhile, and job satisfaction for today. Can tick the box.
Great stuff. So predictions for tonight then, Steve, come on.
Oh wow, that's put me on the spot.
Yeah,
now,
come on, because, oh, yeah. I can't not do that, can I? No doubt there's
going to be more than Tiptree fans that are going to be sitting listening to this, and I don't really want to fall out with those guys, but I've got to wear my heart on my sleeve.
Go on.
And I would say that I think it's going to be a close one tonight, and I think that I think Brentwood are gonna beat them. I reckon 3-1.
Okay, Sophia, what do you reckon?
3-2.
Simon's over there. Your mate Simon as well. Mm. Simon.
Hi,
hello, mate.
Hey, I'm expecting another 9-0 tonight for Brentwood.
Another 9-0. Okay, so you don't know any of the Morden and Tiptree lot then, to be fair, so you're all right, Simon. Yeah, okay. So listen, Steve, thanks so much for that. Do you want to give anyone else a quick shout before you got to run off? Anything else we've got to just mention?
No, I don't. I feel like I'm an award winner and I'm going to have to go around and start thanking everybody. But I mean, you know what? Actually, I'll tell you what I will do, right? Tomorrow is officially non-league football day. So there's no premiership, there's internationals. And the non-league football scene is a big push tomorrow for people to go over and support their local non-league club. So I think, number one, that's fantastic. And number two, we obviously brought our game forward to see if we can attract a few more. But ultimately, thank yous I want to give is just to anybody at any football club or organisation that are volunteers, the dedicate their own time to be able to help clubs of any calibre, really, from football clubs to charities or outside organisations, because I see the guys that down at Brentwood, guys that are working with me, and the effort and enthusiasm, and some of these people come from a way away. I've got a young lady that's doing some journalism and media work for me, and she comes from Enfield. And I just think that my only shout out is a big thank you to everybody that gets involved in any of their clubs. And yeah, have a good weekend.
Brilliant stuff. It's the passion in it again, like you have for your club, and of course for the other club as well that we won't mention. Steve, thanks a lot. And I will definitely catch you over there maybe next Tuesday as well for your other match where you've got Bowers and Pitsy, haven't you? You're off to Basildon as well, just up the road on the 30th of March coming up as well, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. So Easter comes up and two games in this league at Easter. So yeah, on the Saturday away to Basildon, and on the Monday, Easter Monday, we're back here again at the arena for Witham Town. So again, another Essex match. So
brilliant.
Yeah, hopefully, I mean, at Easter time, hopefully we might see some people over here then as well.
Nice one. So you can go to brentwoodtownfc.co.uk if you want all up-to-date information as well. And Steve, thanks. You'll be back next month though, Steve, won't you?
Yeah, I will do, definitely. And I'll make sure that I get a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay. Sophia, I'll see you next week, next month maybe, yeah? Mm. All right then, cheers. And thanks as well, Simon, as well, for your prediction, 9-0.
Tramps Disco Inferno. See, Justin, I said I'd get yours in. Thank you so much for that. That is an absolutely brilliant track. Now, we've got a short break coming up. We have still got Guess the Intro, and we've still got the Shake It Off session. Of course, today it is Pink with Get the Party Started. Let's have another sneak listen, though. We've still got another 15 minutes together of the Guess the Intro. Almost let you know what it was then.
Guess the Intro.
Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Kissed a Girl, and I liked it. Yes, all the requests came in today. Thanks ever so much for that. Listen, we have Daniel Gregory coming up very, very soon. Actually, within the next 9 minutes' time. Can you believe that? He's got a brilliant show, as always, tonight. So make sure that you listen in as well. Just want to, as well, give a shout-out to what's happening tomorrow. Well, tomorrow morning, we have got a slight change, I believe. Have we got a slight change tomorrow? I don't know. Hang on. It's all gone a bit blank. But on Saturday, the weekend wind-up, we've got Mark Searby. He's going to be chatting about the latest film and DVD releases. I knew it was all going too swimmingly on this Friday afternoon. I blame Steve Linton. Myself, anyway. But listen, thank you so much for joining me today. A brilliant request, as always. Thank you so much. I'm actually off Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday next week. I know, naughty me. But I will be back here Thursday. So if you've any requests or anything you'd like me to put on the show for you, you can let me know. radio@phoenixfm.com. Now, I'm going to leave you with two tracks. We do have Pink, Get the Party Started, which is the Shake It Off session today. And the Guess the Intro, you got it right. It was Robbie Williams, Let Me Entertain You. Stick around for Daniel. I'll see you at the end of next week. Have a brilliant weekend. Oh yeah, come on you Blues and come on you Irons.
My ass.